Plead the fifth to O-Files. Tell what you're high. Got three questions that come from in the room, three questions that come from each of you, and I get one pass where I don't have to answer, and I get to boomerang one back for the room, so we learn a little bit about everybody. So, clockwise, Davi's up first.
Davita.
Yes.
Yes.
Orlando.
Yes, sir.
One thing that we know about you and about the fam is that your daughters are excellent dancers and that they're always traveling and going to competitions and doing that.
Yeah.
I want to know how travel schedules and coronavirus and daughters that really want you take a lot of precautions with this whole COVID thing. Your daughters had to cancel everything, you know, trips and traveling and everything like that. Is there an amount of begging and pleading that can get Daddy O to let his baby girls on a plane right now?
Let him. I mean,
like for a big competition or something that they had to do.
I would say no. Just because I'm not really comfortable with getting on it yet. Cause I mean, I have some options to go fly to do some things and I'm still not doing it yet. And I got tickets. So I'm not like, you know, cashing those back in yet. But, my daughters right now are in Seagrove,
which is
up by like Panama City.
They flew or they drove?
No, they drove. Cause they're like them and their cousin and aunt and grandfather are all up there.
Okay.
Because they got a place up there with like a private beach. So not being around a bunch of people and they still got to do their school and stuff like that. So I was like, all right. But what about
a competition more than anything?
I'm not comfortable with it because that's just, I don't know how they're going to like focus on the competition part because there's so many kids that are in so many other spaces. They'd have to restructure the way it has been. But if they were getting on a plane, I would just have to look at either driving or not going. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want to put them in that yet. Now, I'm not speaking as a epidemiologist or expert. I'm just saying I'd rather have more intel before I put my kids in it.
Okay.
Like, I'm just debating on getting a haircut today. Because it's just gotten to the point where I'm like, yo, dude, like, really?
You've been debating, too,
yeah,
for
right.
a while.
And so now I'm like, all right, I can go to one of these private spots that I know that's like, all right, I'm going to be the only one in there. Because I don't want a whole bunch of people around.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put them on a plane.
Okay.
Nah, I couldn't do that. All right, Meredith, you're next up.
Okay. This weekend, Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette got in trouble because she was live on IG, and she started singing this little song by DaBaby called Rockstar.
Ooh.
And if you've heard the song, maybe just the radio edit, if you don't know, there's a lot of bad words in it. A lot,
yeah.
And including the N-word. Well, she was singing along verbatim, and she knew every single word, and one of the N-words slipped out. The Twitter world, of course, went ham. They went crazy and went after her.
They've been going hard on her right now.
Yes.
Plus, she's on Bachelor, which is ABC, so the mouse, Mickey don't do that.
Right. So, that aside, I guess my question is, do you think it's okay?
Oh.
What is your personal opinion, seriously, when it comes to any race? I guess singing a song, you know, we work in the music industry. We usually know the bad words and the edited ones. What is your opinion? Like, do you think like she should have the world come on to her and just completely tear her apart because she was singing along with a song? Or what's your take on that for most people?
Go ahead, Meredith. Say it. Can white people say the N-word? Go ahead, say it.
With their song.
With
their favorite song.
Well, can they sing the N-word? That's what you want to know.
Yeah, in the car by themselves.
In my opinion, I believe that if... Listen, I'm only speaking for me.
Okay.
I can't speak for some person who's going to get emotional if they hear you at a club or a public setting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for that person. So don't take my answer as... You got it all good in front of Muhammad, who just called.
Well, Orlando said I could.
I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm not speaking for everybody. But I believe that if you are a person who is saying it as a fan and somebody who, like, I mean, for instance, like when Kendrick came and he put the kid on stage and the kid was spitting every one of his verses and was having his moment with K-Dot, and then he said the N-word that K-Dot had written. And everybody was like, boo, and K-Dot stopped him. Like, and just, he felt like he was on the outside. And my heart hurt for the kid because I'm like, yo, this kid was trying to big up his idol.
Yeah, impress him.
Like, and impress him and show I know all your words. If you put the words in there, they respect the words. And so they get it, you know. So I think that they should be, I think people should be able to use it if they choose to. Mm-hmm. Like same way they, if they don't choose to, you know. I'm not comfortable with it. So, you know, I've had certain songs with it in it and I've like, you know, been rapping along with it and said it or whatever. But like in a conversation, I'm not comfortable saying it because most people expect me to say it. So I don't like to say a lot that people would expect me to say because I like to try and have a little bit more word wealth, mm-hmm. you know. So, but I ain't mad at her for saying it because a lot of kids are out there saying it, especially with the TikTok world, because TikTok don't have many cleans.
No.
If your kid is on TikTok, they hearing all the smoke, all of it. Wow. So Hannah Brown probably going to get like blemishes on her about it, but it's probably going to go away because everybody who got the kid on TikTok is hearing everything else.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. But don't roll up on somebody at the car wash and just be like, yo, man, don't do that.
That's different.
I didn't give you that. All right, what's the last one?
I got one. Okay, so Orlando, out of all of the years of doing Wild Splash and Last Damn shows and paying for artists to perform, who had the most underwhelming performance? The worst, most boring?
For the most money?
Not for the most money.
Oh.
Not for the most money. In general. Just the wackest performance that you can remember.
Oh, man. No.
Maybe they had a bad day.
Yeah, they weren't feeling it.
That's because then that...
You had your plea.
I didn't have my plea yet.
No, but you can hear.
You don't have to appease them. They didn't appease us.
Because that's water under the bridge. Like, if I bring that up, it's going to mess around and get online and the artist to get mad.
Yeah, so say it.
I don't get mad.
Do it.
All right. The most underwhelming performance was probably... It was probably Migos.
Migos?
Remember when Migos came and like one of them was like wasted?
Yep.
Yeah. Could barely stand.
I think it was Takeoff.
Yeah.
Takeoff was like falling over and playing with his shoes for like 20 minutes.
They were like 45 minutes late.
No, they were like an hour and 45 minutes late. And when they showed up, at least Quavo could perform and Offset was like in his bag, but he was cool. But Takeoff was like, he was fascinated with his shoestrings for like 25 minutes. And we were like, yo, what the hell is he doing? He was falling over.
Yeah. Mm.
It was just a horrible thing. It was like the music was cool, but you could tell that this was not their best.
It felt like they were fighting amongst each other that day.
They weren't, when they walked in the back, they weren't even together. Like right. They were spaced apart.
I think it was mad because he was wasted.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got one for you. How did your taste in Friends change throughout your life?
Wow. That's a good one.
Wow. How did it change? As I guess my friends have always been diverse because I went to Catholic school. So I think that was where my diversity kicked in. And then I talked about on recently after the Ahmaud Arbery thing, I talked about when I did alternative rock for a while. So I've always had diverse circle. I think now I've got like a little bit less impulsive friends. Like, because I used to roll with a clique that was a little bigger. And so you had the people who were like your day ones and extensions who pretty much it could go down at any point. Like somebody was always going to get into a fight or an argument or some sort of issue or cuss out a waiter or a bartender or something. Just that cantankerous person who's like, you know, they always going to have an issue with something. Mm-hmm. Somebody trying to like, you know, fight the power. And it's like, yo, bro, like, can't we just, it's Burns. Why are you cussing somebody out? It Burns. You know what I'm saying? So I had to, like, weed some of the people out, like, on the next couple of dinners. They didn't get invited. And then it just kind of, like, became a smaller circle. Because I tell y'all, I'm like, I'm not trying to make the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and when I'm rolling with people who are loud and who just like, yo, we over here. Like, yo, bro, like, I, you know, don't you know what? I've had somebody say, to someone in the service thing, don't you know who this is?
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I don't even say that. And I know who this is. And then it's like, and this ain't nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm somebody, but I ain't like that.
Right.
Like, you know, like, if I ain't Jordan over here, this is like a radio dude. What if they like, who the hell is why? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. You doing the most. You got to calm down. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the circle got smaller that way.
All right, we have a text out the 813. It says, Orlando, out of all of the freak show ladies, who is the overall best female that you've had to work with in the studio?
Best Best female? I mean, yeah. Of course I'm going to say Meredith.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exclude me from that then.
Because
I'm in front of you. We've been together for like 7-8 years.
I mean, yeah, because I'm going to say Meredith because I think just, you know, what she brings to the table is like, is a good balance for us. It's refreshing because she got half ratchet. She like, you know, the Savage song, you know, she classy, bougie, ratchet. But we've had different members in here who like, you know, have had good times, but then they've had bad times. Like we've had narcoleptic people who were falling asleep on the air.
Wow.
We had like, you
what?
Know.
What?
Like,
wait
that,
a minute.
Like, for real.
When you're just in the middle of a show?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was, you have one job. Don't fall asleep.
We had, yo, like Lyric, who was here on the show. Lyric, who used to be in Texas and is back, I think, in Texas. She used to fall asleep. She used to doze off. We used to call her Lunesta. And Lunesta is that drug that puts you to sleep. Yeah. We used to call her Lunesta because, like, we would be on the phone or talking to somebody, and you would hear stop talking, and then we go, and that would be her head hitting the microphone.
Oh my god!
It would be her head hitting the microphone.
Was she like a diagnosed narcoleptic, or that was just kind of what y'all said?
I mean, I don't think she was diagnosed.
Oh,
she was just in there, and we were like, "What is she doing? Like, wake up!" We're like, "Are you asleep?" Or like she fell asleep one time and we were like on the air and we just stopped talking. And then she over time was like, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so take notes.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was not good.
Is that what got her fired? Or got her let go or whatever happened to her?
It was part of that. Like, you got to stay up.
That'd be part of it.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, let's see. We got one more?
Yeah, we have another one. Meredith?
Yeah. What is your philosophy in general on life? Like, how do you adopt
what?
It? That's what somebody texted in. What's your philosophy? Like, if you were to share something with a class or like a graduating class or something like that, and how would you adopt it to your life?
Forever forward. That would be my thing. Forever forward. It's just like a progress thing. It's like when MLK said, you know, if you're not going to walk, if you're not going to run, walk. If you're not going to walk, you know, like crawl. If you ain't going to crawl.
You can tell he's made this speech a couple times before.
No, I haven't. I just really, that's just it. Like when you said like asking the question, it's way too broad for me to even grasp. But I was like, yo, if I had to sit down in front of people, I'd just be like, keep moving forward. Keep making progress.
That's
like,
good.
Because any move forward is getting you closer to your goals. So, I mean, that's not a speech I gave. It's just, that's forever forward. Just keep moving.
Love it.
Progress.
Okay.
Wait, I thought we were done. Y'all have to answer what is the last one? What is your philosophy on life? What is your philosophy on life? What if you had to talk to the youngins and you had to give them a gem, what would you give them?
Oh, Davi.
Put them up on
you
game.
You want to go first?
Go first.
Put them up on game. This could be like our commencement. Mine was mine. Now yours is yours. What?
Mine is pretty simple. It's to take life a little bit more seriously. Don't expect life to just be a fun little aspect to every single second of your day. Because if you take it seriously at a younger age, you'll be further along and pass all your friends, everything else, make more money, and potentially be happier at the end of the day.
So work hard at the early part.
Yes, instead of just sitting on your ass.
I would say to think for yourself and question everything. Because too many people try to tell you what to do, how to think, how to do it, what's right, what's wrong. And a lot of people just take that without ever questioning it. So be a free thinker and question everything, because a lot of things aren't what they seem to be on the surface, and you dig a little deeper and you can learn a lot, not just about yourself, but life and the world.
And you can learn a lot from questionEverything.com.